Lift Him Up, June 21. Beholding Christ. God hath said, I will dwell in them, and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. As the mind dwells upon Christ, the character is molded after the divine similitude. The thoughts are pervaded with a sense of His goodness, His love. We contemplate His character, and thus He is in all our thoughts. His love encloses us. If we gaze even a moment upon the sun in its meridian glory, when we turn away our eyes, the image of the sun will appear in everything upon which we look. Thus it is when we behold Jesus. Everything we look upon reflects His image, the Sun of Righteousness. We cannot see anything else, or talk of anything else. His image is imprinted upon the eye of the soul and affects every portion of our daily life, softening and subduing our whole nature. By beholding, we are conformed to the divine similitude, even the likeness of Christ. To all with whom we associate, we reflect the bright and cheerful beams of His righteousness. We have become transformed in character, for heart, soul, mind are irradiated by the reflection of Him who loved us and gave Himself for us. Here again, there is the realization of a personal, living influence dwelling in our hearts by faith. When His words of instruction have been received and have taken possession of us, Jesus is to us an abiding presence, controlling our thoughts and ideas and actions. We are imbued with the instruction of the greatest teacher the world ever knew. A sense of human accountability and of human influence gives character to our views of life and of daily duties. Jesus Christ is everything to us, the first, the last, the best in everything. Jesus Christ, His Spirit, His character, colors everything. It is the warp and the woof, the very texture of our entire being. The words of Christ are spirit and life. We cannot, then, center our thoughts upon self. It is no more we that live, but Christ that liveth in us, and He is the hope of glory. Self is dead, but Christ is a living Savior. Continuing to look unto Jesus, we reflect His image to all around us. We cannot stop to consider our disappointments, or even to talk of them, for a more pleasant picture attracts our sight, the precious love of Jesus. He dwells in us by the word of truth. We have a high calling in Christ Jesus. We are carrying forward a vast and holy work. And God calls upon each one to uplift his standard in the sight of this world and of the universe of heaven, by the power of the Lord Jehovah, in whom is everlasting strength.